Let's go back to Matt, who's got the torchbearer.
I have, yeah, Dominic Cunningham from Birmingham. Now, Dominic, what was it like walking onto that sports field?
All the kids were cheering. I was waiting to get out there, and then just, I did a few backflips to cheer it up a bit. That was brilliant. Everyone was cheering. It was a wicked atmosphere.
So tell me about yourself. How were you able to do those backflips? Because you're quite a young lad, aren't you? I guess a lot of these torchbearers won't be capable of doing that.
I do gymnastics. I've been doing gymnastics since I was 5. And I'm 17 now, so a backflip was easy, really.
So you had that massive arena there to show off all your backflips and stuff. Were you practicing those before?
No, I just came out today, just about 5 minutes before, and I was just like, oh, shall I do a backflip? So I've been doing it up the road and in the field, so that was brilliant.
So what was it like when you first realised that you'd get this honour?
I found it a few months ago, and I was away when I got it, and my mum texted me, and I was like, really? And then I came home and saw the letter. I was waiting for the day until now, and now I love it now.
So who nominated you for this then?
The British Olympic Association, because I did a competition at Youth Olympics, European Youth Olympics.
So where are you in your career now? Is Olympic gold presumably is your ultimate ambition?
Yeah, not this year. It's hopefully 2016. I'm on track to that. So I'm going to keep fighting and get to 2016 Olympics.
So does something like this, you know, really motivate you? Because I'm guessing you must have to train hard, that you have long hours. And I'm guessing in the sort of winter months, January, February, and your mates are going out, that you must struggle with motivation on occasions like this. Does this help to sort of fuel that ambition?
Yeah, this has made me want to do even more in gymnastics and hopefully get further and further on.
So yours is definitely a name that we should be looking out for in the future, Dominic Cunningham. Yeah. You heard it here, so when we see you on that Olympic podium, hopefully, I'll be able to say, you know, I stood in a car park in Matlock and had a good chat to him.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
And what's your plan for the rest of the day?
I've got to go to the Heights of Abraham, and I'm leaning out the window with it, so I've got another one to do. So
you'll be at the Heights of Abraham, at the cable car there, and you'll be holding the Olympic torch out there.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever been to the Heights of Abraham before?
I went last week for the trial run, but other than that, this is my second time here.
So what do you think of the place? Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like just being on holiday, really.
Well, I know you've got a very busy schedule. I know there are a number of people want to whisk you away now, so I'll let them take you away for the rest of the torch relay, and enjoy your time here in Derbyshire.
Thank you.